our weekly interview with Jim Haney, co-head coach, Albert Lea Boys and Girls Cross Country Team. And Jim, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, before we talk about the two meets that took place this week, let's talk about the Hall of Fame induction on Saturday night. I know you got a chance to be there for a Chrissy Munson, now a Chrissy Robinson, former track and field and cross-country star here at Albert Lea. Talk about what a Saturday night was like. I'm sure it was a lot of fun to see a former student that you coach be inducted into the Hall of Fame, and I'm sure there was a lot of stories and memories that were shared on Saturday as well.
Absolutely. Chrissy, by far, is the greatest runner I've ever had a chance to work with, and is a beautiful honor for her, very deserving. But the thing is that she's a great runner and a champion and so forth, but she's a great young lady, too. And it's so fun to see her with her husband and her little girl and see how her life has progressed since high school and so forth. So it was fun to catch up with her, her family, her husband, and met her little girl, and very, very proud of her and what she did for Albert Lea Cross Country and Track.
Now, Jim, when I interviewed Chrissy last week, she was our halftime guest for the homecoming game on Friday night. She told me that she can still hear you, like, yelling to go get them, or you had some kind of phrase that she said is still pretty much embedded in her mind. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, my favorite phrase for anybody running by me is, you gotta go.
Gotta go.
And, gotta go. And she was lucky enough to come to our home meet on Tuesday of last week. And, you know, I try to use my voice as positive and as loud as I possibly can and to motivate the kids to run and so forth. And I've used that for about 25 years. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But she responded very well to it.
Well, I even joked on Friday night, too, with Tom Jones in my first in here at Kate Radio. We could name the Athlete of the Week Award the Chrissy Munson Athlete of the Week Award because she picked up so many honors in cross and country and also in track and field. And congratulations to her and everybody else that was inducted on Saturday night. Now, Jim, earlier in the day, your team was in Winona at the high school for a meet on Saturday. And give us a recap of how things went.
It went well. We had just a couple of teams from our section there, Winona and Faribault. We were able to defeat Faribault quite handily. Winona did get us, so that's a little bit concerning, but we still have a month before the section meet comes along, so we're going to try some things to try and alleviate that from happening again. Gavin Hankey ran a beautiful race. He took second place. The young man that beat him is the young man we've been talking about the last couple of weeks from Belle Plaine.
Okay.
A marvelous runner, and that young man was almost a minute ahead of Gavin, but Gavin was next. He broke into the 16s for the first time in his running career for me, so that was a milestone that we had been working for the last couple of weeks, and he was able to do it. So really proud of him. And then he had two other guys in the top 25. Isaiah McGaffey was, I think, 10th, and Pacey Brackey, I think, was 23rd. So a real nice showing for the boys right there.
Again, recapping the Winona meet on a Saturday. And you mentioned last week it was just a course around the high school, correct? Nothing
yeah.
too fancy.
No, it's just around the high school, which is really disappointing because the kids would really like to run in the Bluffs. It's so beautiful there. But, you know, it's the course they had, and that's the course we have to run.
Now, Miniopa Golf Club, that's where the team was yesterday. I think Mankato East was the home school for this cross-country meet. And I guess the first thing I noticed on the results, Gavin Hankey, did he not run yesterday?
He did run. He was 21st, 22nd, something like that. He came second on the team. Isaiah McGaffey took 10th at that race. In general, my runners are very tired.
Okay.
We've had now four meets in 12 days, and everybody's just a little bit tired. And we're just, today at practice, we're going to talk about just taking a breath and just relaxing. And because we don't have another meet now for 9 days. And so it's going to be important training time, but just not the pressure of meet, recovery run, meet, recovery run.
Yep.
We can actually get some good practice time in and work on dropping the times and so forth. So, yeah, very proud of my boys and girls there. Isaiah McGaffey was 10th, so that was very nice, and Gavin was 20-something, and then I had a group of four or five boys in the 30s. One exciting thing is that one of my eighth graders now has cracked the varsity. Ty Stout ran JV for the first time, and his time was good enough to qualify for the varsity. So he'll be running his first varsity race on Thursday of next week. So we're excited for him. I'm sure he's scared, but he's a good runner, and we're really proud of what he's been able to do.
Jim Haney, Albert Lea Cross Country here on KATE. And, you know, we talk a lot about Gavin Hankey. Let's talk about, you said, Isaiah, is it Gaffey who took 10th?
Gaffey.
Yeah.
Isaiah McGaffey, yeah. Isaiah McGaffey came to cross country last year. He's a football player. And because football started a little bit later, he thought, well, I'm just going to give this a shot. And found out that he is a very good runner. And the thing that sets Isaiah apart from my other runners, he is so strong. He's got a great football body, but is agile enough to be able to run long distances. So he's been just an absolute godsend for the team because he's run second all year long. And then yesterday when Gavin was struggling a little bit, he was able to pick up some places for us. And that's exciting that he's coming on. And at Winona, he beat all the Faribault kids. He had never done that before. So very happy for him and what he's been able to accomplish this season.
So the next meet, Evberg Invitational, coming up on a Thursday, October 7th. We'll actually talk about that next week. Like Jim said, 9 days off now before their next meet. And you mentioned slowing things down, taking a breath. Does that mean cutting down on the length of runs for practice for a few days? What's the strategy to give your team, like you said, a breather?
Yeah, absolutely. We're gonna give them some time to just get their legs reset, for lack of a better word here. So today we're going to do a recovery run, which is just a nice, easy, slow run. And then we're going to put them in the pool on Thursday. And then Friday we're going to hit the track. And so we're not doing the long-distance runs basically starting in October. It's more speed and getting ready to drop times into the 17, 16-minute range. And that's what we'll be trying to do in the next couple of days. I'm going to give them the weekend off. We usually practice on Saturday, but they've had a tough stretch of all these meets, and it's time for them to just have time to just sit, relax, go watch a movie, go have a little bit of fun, and recharge their batteries for the last part of the season.
Jim Haney, co-head coach, Albert Lea Boys and Girls Cross Country, our usual guest, weekly guest here on KATE and Afternoons with Aaron. And Jim, thank you so much for the time, and we'll touch base again next week.
Sounds real good. Thank you.